Gimnasia Verbal, some and any. Annie, how's it going?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Estoy contento de oírlo.
Sí, me alegro. I'm glad to hear it. Muy bien. Today, we're going to look at something which is quite basic, but nevertheless important to review, and that is the use of these words, some and any, okay? We use some and any when we're talking about an indeterminate amount, or cantidad, as you guys say, an indeterminate amount of an uncountable noun. For example, wine, some wine. Vino, quiero vino. I want some wine. Hay vino en la botella. There is some wine in the bottle. And as you've just seen, as you probably know anyway, there's not necessarily an equivalent in Spanish. You just say, hay vino en la botella. There is some wine in the bottle. No decimos casi nunca, there is wine in the bottle.
Okay.
Okay. Con lo cual es muy importante recordar utilizarlo. Okay.
Okay.
Bien, vamos entonces con unos cuantos ejemplos de some en frases en afirmativo. Okay. Conseguí ahorrar algo de dinero el mes pasado.
I managed to save some money last month.
Good. I managed to save some money last month. Aquí tenemos tres palabras con el mismo sonido de vocal. Some, money and month. Okay. En cada uno de estos casos hay que bajar la mandíbula.
Vale.
Estoy harto de decirlo, pero es que los españoles soléis decir some money y month. Okay.
Okay.
I managed to save some money last month. Bien. Hay azúcar en la estantería de arriba.
There's some sugar on the top shelf.
There's some sugar on the top shelf. Good. Me apetece mucho tomar vino con la cena.
I really feel like some wine with dinner.
I really feel like some wine with dinner. Or I really fancy some wine with dinner. Fíjate en cómo yo uno la palabra some con wine. Así, some wine. Okay?
Some
Not
wine.
Some wine.
Okay.
Hay que decir estas dos palabras como si fuesen una sola. Okay? Some wine. Some water. Some money. Some sugar. Okay?
Right.
Creo que necesito agua. Me siento algo mareado. Mareado is I feel a bit dizzy. I feel a bit faint, okay?
I think I need some water. I feel a bit faint.
Good. Now let's move on to any in the context of negative sentences, okay? Some becomes any as soon as the verb is expressed in the negative, okay?
Okay.
So I want some sugar. I don't want any sugar, okay? Muy bien. Y se pronuncia any y no any. Como tú,
okay.
¿Vale? Any. Por ejemplo, no me queda cerveza en la nevera. Sería...
I don't have any beer left in my fridge.
I don't have any beer left in my fridge. Good. So in the fridge. Good. Todavía no tenemos muebles en el piso.
We haven't got any furniture in the flat yet.
We haven't got any furniture in the flat yet. Good. Or we don't have any furniture in the flat yet. Okay? Furniture, don't forget, is uncountable as a noun. Okay? Some furniture. Aunque en español no es el caso. En inglés, sí.
Vale.
Cambiamos.
No quiero hielo en mi ginebra.
I don't want any ice in my gin. Y una vez más, uno. Las palabras any y ice. Any ice, ¿ok?
Ok.
I don't want any ice in my gin.
No me dieron ningún buen consejo.
They didn't give me any good advice.